This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, on Monday, we're disappointed. Fred's not going to be there, but Sue and I and Ethan and who am I forgetting? Well, we have great members of the engineering team, Fred, who will be there. But we're doing a live broadcast at Helen Fitzgerald, which is an awesome sports bar located on Lindbergh, right near 44. It's known as the Steelers Bar. I don't know if you know that. A lot of Steelers fans go there on Sundays or whenever the Pittsburgh Steelers play.
I was there for the when the Blues won the Stanley Cup.
That's
where
you were?
The game. Yeah.
And the place is huge,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's big.
So we're doing the
stage and
the weigh-in for Guns N' Hoses will take place on Monday afternoon during this show. Guns N' Hoses, of course, the night before Thanksgiving at Enterprise Center. The firefighters and the police officers, both men and women, go at each other, and they take it very seriously in boxing matches. We're giving away some tickets to the event here in just a little bit. So before the end of the, before the end of the half hour, I'll have a pair of tickets to give away for Guns N' Hoses. And then we hope to see you. Come on out on Monday. Of course, all this is to help Backstoppers, which is a great organization that helps our first responders. I also have some more tickets to give away for the rest of the week for Foreigner and Leonard Skinner. Even though Sue and I still can't figure out, and Fred, who warmed up for Foreigner, everyone keeps sending us messages
not Joan Jett.
Well, no, that was the Police. We figured that was the Police.
Okay.
The Synchronicity Tour. But we were all at that show too, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. All right. Well, Fred, as you know, we're about to enter the era here in December of legalized sports wagering in Missouri. We voted on this a year ago as a libertarian conservative and as someone who considers Las Vegas his second home. I'm a fan of sports wagering. I've done it for a long time.
From way back you are.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been going to Las Vegas since probably 1997. I actually went for the first time to do a radio station interview. I did a show for a couple of days, and I was working at the station that Jimmy J.J. Walker was at. I swear to God. But I knew I wasn't going to take the job. I just kind of took the trip, and I went out there. But, you know, I've responsibly gambled, and I send money to Las Vegas to my friend Rick for parlays on many NFL Sundays. I don't do a lot during baseball season. If I'm in Vegas, I will. Now, look, here's what I have to admit. I'm going to welcome Josh Hammer into the show because he wrote a column about this. As much as I am a fan of this and I'm a personal freedom guy and a libertarian, there are some pretty big warning signs out there. And we can't say that some of this didn't come up before we voted on this in Missouri or when this decision was made by the Supreme Court many years ago. And Josh, who is a Newsweek executive editor, also the host of the Josh Hammer Show, which you hear 1 p.m. on Saturdays on 97.1 FM Talk, is with us. We might not agree on all this, but man, I have to admit that your points are very valid considering what's going on with this industry and some of the scandals right now, Josh. How are you? Are you there? Oh, there you are. Sorry, I didn't press you right correctly. That's my fault. How are you, first and foremost?
Mark, I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure to join you, and perhaps it's actually even more fun when we disagree a little bit. Let's see.
Yeah, so look, when I read this piece, I had to shake my head because a lot of the points that you were making here, and maybe let's focus on what's happening with young men, because I'm not a young man, right? And I feel like as an adult, I can do things responsibly. But, you know, if I was like my kids, 25 and 28, or certainly between the age of 20 and 25, when I was recklessly behaving in Columbia, Missouri, might not have been the best thing to have access to legalized gambling. And this is, as you point out, Josh, becoming a bit of a crisis, not only with the wagering, but legalized marijuana and all these things kind of add up to a bit of a crisis with young men in this country.
So let me first stipulate that, look, I mean, let he without the first sin, you know, without the sin cast the first stone, or whatever the exact quote is, and I'm going to butcher it. But look, Mark, I'm a big sports fan. I've been a big sports fan my whole life. And that's actually one of the reasons why I think that now is the time to curtail sports gambling. But let me just say that also when I was a little younger, I would casually partake in sports gambling too. I actually have very fond memories of being 21, 22 years old back in college, sitting on the couch with my college friends, you know, betting on the Super Bowl, March Madness, things like that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, I mean, this is not the kind of thing that I have never done before. I'm very familiar with it. And furthermore, I do think it is entirely possible to do a lot of these things personally with some degree of moderation. And that doesn't apply just to sports gambling, by the way. That also applies, well, to gambling more generally. It probably also applies to other things that I would generally seek to heavily curtail or outright ban as well. The problem is not necessarily with the micro. The problem is with the macro.
Yeah.
And the macro trends ever since 2018, when the U.S. Supreme Court effectively legalized sports gambling nationwide, you can access it just from your pocket, from your internet. It's been pretty catastrophic, frankly, for young men in this country. Just kind of rattle off some statistics from the column, just for the listeners who haven't had the chance.
Yeah, because you should rattle them off, because they're kind of, some of this is what really caught my attention, Josh, because they're kind of staggering. So yeah, like the 25 to 30% increase in bankruptcy filings with younger people and 8% rise in debt, things along those lines, right?
Yeah, exactly. A separate survey found that 30% of young sports bettors say they have debts that they can directly attribute to sports wagering. We're talking here about just a dramatic increase in credit card debt carried over month to month, an increased lack of ability to pay for your mortgage payments, things like that. You're seeing a wealth transfer, essentially, from worthy investments, from paying for a down payment and mortgage payments on your home, to betting on sports events. And that's problematic because two-thirds of Americans are already living paycheck to paycheck. And based on every poll that we have, especially of millennials, younger millennials, and Zoomers and Gen Z, virtually every poll we have shows that those younger folks, younger men in particular, are already struggling to meet the milestones at a reasonable age that we once defined as success in life. So the age milestone at which you get married, at which you buy a home, at which you have your first child there. Gen Z and millennials, in many ways, are already playing catch-up. So you kind of throw a lot of these statistics in there as well. And then you kind of, I think, add to the mix the broader conversation that's been happening, especially since the elections a couple weeks ago in Virginia, New Jersey, and New York City, when it comes to affordability in America. And when you start adding into the mix then that it seems like a lot of young folks are redirecting a lot of their money to other pursuits there, that could also exacerbate the affordability and cost of living crisis that far too many Americans find themselves in. And the other thing that increasingly troubles me, and this is ultimately what really impelled me to write this column, is, as I said, I'm a huge sports fan. Mark, I'm a hardcore Duke basketball fan. We're tipping off against Kansas in 3 hours, and I'm stoked.
And that's the only time I would root for Duke is against KU. I want you to know that.
Right.
Yes, yes.
No, totally makes sense. Fair enough. But I'm a big sports guy. I really am. And I've seen these recent scandals in the NBA, Major League Baseball, this Cleveland Guardians pitching scandal. I mean, we're talking here about nothing less than the threat of the corruption of the integrity of sport itself.
Yes, I agree.
That's a really, really, really big deal. I mean, once upon a time, the Pete Rose betting scandal, the 1919 Chicago White Sox, the Shoeless Joe Jackson, the Black Sox scandal, throwing the World Series with the organized mob in New York City behind it. Now, this is the kind of stuff that was infamous, and now it's just increasingly out in the open, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Well, here's what I'll tell you, and I'll see if there's any relatability here. as much as I feel like I know, I'm no expert when it comes to sports wagering, but I enjoy it and I have enjoyed it. I didn't know that you could actually place a wager on the particular speed of a pitch in Major League Baseball. I did not know that that was a prop bet. That seems a little extreme to me, so that kind of caught me off guard as well. So, you know, some of this, I guess my position would be, and I said this earlier, Josh, is the genie's kind of out of the bottle here. But I do think, so in other words, I don't think we're going to reverse the trend and all of a sudden ban sports wagering. But I do think that there's enough evidence out there that there needs to be more regulation of the types of wagers that are allowed, in particular, I think, at the collegiate level. And there should be ample evidence at this point to inspire people to try to do something about it.
Right. So one idea that I had, and to be clear, this is a state issue. It's really not much of a federal issue. That's kind of the whole purpose of the 2018 Murphy opinion at the Supreme Court. But one thing that crossed my mind as to what states might be able to do when it comes to this, I mean, why don't you just limit it to in-person physical brick-and-mortar casinos, to brick-and-mortar sports books? When you deprive the ability to just take out your pocket, I mean, that's going to, I think, have the effect of, I mean, logically speaking, it has the effect of severely raising the hurdle and hindering your ability to so easily place a bet where you really, 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 really have to be committed. A lot of folks will be less easily duped into placing a lot of these, you know, patently silly prop bets and just lose a lot of money.
Well,
so just making it harder
right.
at a bare minimum.
So my gut check reaction to that is an awesome idea, Josh Hammer, and I really believe that. But again, what I feel is that had to happen before the genie got out of the bottle. You know what I mean? Because I think that would put people in a different position, which is why, for the most part, I would only wager when I went to Vegas, and I thought that was appropriate. But then, when I was unable to do some of the sports wagering, and I don't do a lot, but we do put some parlays together and things like that. We won a little money here in the Reardon household on Albert Pujols and his home run chase a couple of years ago, and that was fun. But I understand your point about making a physical location. The problem is, we all have our phones, we love to sit around. I mean, some of this is really staggering. People might not even know that you can do in-game betting, right? So if the Cardinals are behind in a game and you want to bet during the fifth inning that they'll make a comeback, you get pretty good odds on that. You can make a bet in game. On the integrity part, let me also admit this, and this is just a human nature reaction from the stories that we've learned in the past couple of months. As you are, I'm a huge sports fan, a lot of NFL. I'm watching some of these shanked kicks and missed extra points, which I believe, hopefully in my heart, are really just mistakes by the players. But you kind of look at them with a different lens after these stories that have come out, if you know what I mean.
For sure. I mean, is there such thing as a sporting event right now that we are all fully confident that the entire game, every point or every pitch or whatever the case may be, was performed in perfectly kosher and permissible fashion? I mean, I think these are there. I mean, the whole thing has been tainted to an extent, and that does undermine, I think, the fan enjoyment of it as well. It also just undermines the notion of sport as a common denominator of society. It's something that we can all rally around. And to be clear, there's been a lot of things that have undermined that. Of course, the NFL, the NBA, they've oftentimes gone woke. They've gone pro-Chinese Communist Party. So there's been a lot that has undermined that, but this definitely isn't helping. It definitely is not helping the notion of sport as kind of a probe thing that we can all rally around there. So that's definitely part of the equation as well. But yeah, sports fans should be able to watch games and to not have questions as to the basic legitimacy and integrity as to the points that are being contested there. And part of that also comes on the back end of just prosecuting the crap out of these crimes when they actually do arise. Part of that is just the enforcement mechanism, how to make sure that is going to be done really well as well. I guess my point of pushback to you, would be on the notion of the genie being out of the bottle. I kind of don't necessarily agree with that logic in general. I don't really agree with kind of this kind of one way ratchet view of history. To me, history kind of ebbs and flows. I mean, to kind of give a somewhat extreme example, you know, Roe versus Wade wasn't overturned until 49 years later, right? I mean, it took a very, very long time to kind of put that genie, so to speak, back in the bottle, only partially. There's a lot of work left to do in the pro-life issue, to be clear. I'm very involved in that particular fight, actually. But that's just one instance, and there's many instances. of an issue that might seem like it is settled, but then all of a sudden some sort of political or legal or moral impulse can kind of then sway in a totally different direction.
And I understand that. And you know, look, we're about, there's a lot of us that are excited because we've had to wait a year, and in a few weeks we'll be able to do this. We've been able to do fantasy wagering here with Underdog Fantasy and some of the other type of apps that are out there, but not straight sports wagering. So that's about to kick in, and we will have the ability in Missouri, because we voted on this, to do it moving forward. But I just have to admit that there's enough troubling signs even in the past 2 months that have gotten me to pause a little bit, and that's why I took interest in your points, and I understand them completely. And as someone who has promoted this and really wants to do it myself, I don't know what all the answers are. I really don't, because I worry about, you know, people getting into trouble. We had a kid who played, Michael Porter Jr., who's one of the, you know, names in the NBA. His brother Jonte played for Mizzou. Michael got injured right away, never really did much on our team. But Jonte is not a big name, and he gets involved. He was one of the first cases that came out of this, and it was because he had gambling debts. You know, he wasn't making $30 million a year. He was wagering. Then he got into a hole, and as the psychology often happens, Josh, you feel like you can get out of that hole if you place a bigger bet, right? And that's where people get into trouble.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Totally. And look, I know here of what I speak, right? I mean, I haven't wagered a sports bet in a long time, but I used to be very casual, low-stakes gambler, you know. And to your point about kind of the absurdity of some prop bet these days, you know, betting on the speed of a pitch. Mark, I remember betting on the color of the Gatorade shower at the Super
right,
Bowl.
Right,
I mean, that was literally a thing. I actually remember winning it with a blue Gatorade shower, which it was crazy high odds one year. This is many years ago, but you know, a lot of these bets are just like so. They seem so frivolous and fun and enticing. And you know, for someone who's like an adult who's been around the block there. You know, I mean, adults are typically capable of making reasonable decisions, but I'm really just thinking here about younger men in particular. And here's kind of where the political vantage point comes in. I mentioned the post off your election lessons when it comes to affordability, cost of living. There's also been this whole conversation lurking in the background for many years now about this broader Trump era MAGA push to try to refashion the Republican Party as the political coalition of the working men and women of this country, the working class and the middle class. And against that backdrop, it seems to me that there's a potential political angle here to try to appeal to the working men and women, the very types of folks who the gambling lobby and the industry is just consistently preying on when it comes to this sort of thing there. That's a potential political messaging opening. It would take a really skilled political messenger to try to get that message across, especially considering that DraftKings and all the various sports gambling sites are just pouring oodles and oodles of money right now into K Street and other Beltway lobbyist outlets. So it's an uphill battle, but it's a conversation that I think should at a bare minimum be taken more seriously, which is what impelled me to write the column.
Yeah, and what's going to happen is you're going to have more stories. Look, I think we're at the tip of the iceberg with some of the damaging accounts, and that's why what you were saying certainly yep. resonated with me, and I think you make some excellent points. Always a great conversation, Josh Hammer. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
All right, take
care.
The Josh Hammer Show, 1 p.m. Saturdays right here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.